For news and views, looking forward to the show. Got a little bit late. There was a light out on Claiborne. I don't know if anyone else experienced that, but I'm here and I'm excited. We have some guests in the studio already, Lu Jean Gray and Maria Estrada. Maria?
Maria.
Okay. And they're going to talk to us about the New Orleans Palestinian Film Festival for this first half hour. And then I have a local podcast that I'm looking forward to show it. Playing for you guys about the philosophy of sound, which is pretty interesting as well. So it should be a good little hour. I hope you'll stay with us. And we'll just start it off here talking about the New Orleans Palestinian Film Festival. And as I am reading, it is the first annual. So you guys, this is your premier event. Is that right?
That's correct. It's the first time that we're putting it on. And our organization, NOPSC, the New Orleans Palestinian Solidarity Committee, has only been around for a year, so it's a really huge thing that we're doing, and we're really hoping to get a lot of community to come out. I know that right now the New Orleans Film Festival is going on, and we wanted to make sure not to conflict with that because it's such a big part of the city, and we hope that all the people who are interested in that will, you know, maybe come to our film festival as well. And it starts on October 18th. And it will be at Dar al-Salam at 2420 Illinois Avenue, Kenner, Louisiana. And our kickoff event is going to be a whole day event from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it's going to be filled with film and a cultural festival. And it's only $5. Hmm. So if you don't have anything going on that day, you should definitely come.
Is that this coming up Sunday?
Correct, on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the vendor proceeds from the bazaar and fundraiser will go to help the Syrian refugees. And that's a really thing we wanted to focus on, too.
Good. Yeah, so let's just start from the top. So tell me, you said the New Orleans Palestinian Solidarity Committee has been going on for a year. I remember, it might have been the last time you were in here, Lee Jean, speaking about the protests that you guys had.
Right. Shortly after that.
Okay, so it sort of came out of that event, which I knew was very powerful for people.
Wanted to continue having Palestinian activism because it was like, after NOLAPS, I guess disbanded due to Katrina and other events.
Mm-hmm.
There was no like body doing the Palestinian activism in the city, and we were looked to as like the people who were like needed to bring that voice and that narrative to community organizing.
So, what draws you to organizing for the Palestinians in New Orleans?
Well, I'm, my name is Maria, and I'm like a newcomer. I just moved to the city about a month and a half ago, and you know, back in San Diego, I was doing activism in solidarity with Palestinian communities because myself, I'm not Palestinian, I'm actually Mexican. And I think what draws a lot of people to doing organizing in solidarity with Palestinians is just seeing the blatant, you know, violation of human rights and how everyone, you know, living under the occupied territories, and even in territories that are not, like that narrative of having your land stolen and having, you know, police, blatant police brutality and, you know, airstrikes and war. I think that that moves a lot of hearts to try to end that. I think as, you know, and in respect of humanity and, you know, a lot of us are, you know, peace activists and everything. It really touches home.
Mm, yeah. So how did you come to the idea of making a film festival?
We were doing a teach-in and we did some other events and we decided that New Orleans never had a Palestinian film festival, so we decided to do one. I know Renee very well at Zeitgeist Theater, and I reached out to him, and he thought it was a great idea. And we brought it up in a group discussion. Everybody was like, "Yes, let's do one."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how it came. You know, I'm really surprised it got to where it is because we're all community organizers. We have like no resources. We're just pulling money out of our pockets, and we're making this big event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was really like I'm proud of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, was there a particular reason why you felt like it was important to sort of focus on the sort of cultural output? And
so this little kid, if he's listening, shout out to Abdullah. He was the one that asked me. He was like, "Man, we should do a film festival. Like, they should show our culture." Because we were talking about, like, me and him had this conversation about horror movies. And he was saying that there should be, like, keep telling me to watch these different Palestinian films.
Mm.
And I said, "Well, we should have a film festival." And this is how it started, you know.
Yeah, I was curious, like, what is the scope of the Palestinian community in New Orleans? Is there a good number, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a vibrant community. I think there are a lot of people who are Palestinian that specifically live in the West Bank, which is interesting, you know, just the name in and of itself.
Yeah, right.
That the Palestinian community lives out there. And then all over New Orleans. And, you know, what's interesting about the films is that the different films highlight the different aspects of Palestinian life, including Palestinians back home, the diaspora, and like you mentioned, the culture that's very vibrant, that many of the youth really hold on to, because that's, you know, what narrates what is home and what is identity.
Mm. Yeah, so I don't know if you guys know this, but would you say the film in particular is like a very popular medium, or is it, I mean...
I think it, not only is it popular, I think it's a really opening way of, like, opening that discussion. I think many times, and it's interesting, there, and we'll talk about the films, there's a particular film that highlights of even, it was a group of African Americans in a choir about a film about Martin Luther King in Palestine. Yeah. And, you know, they were discussing of how they were so apprehensive to do this play because of what they had seen in the media, what is presented in the media, right? When you see Palestinians, you see them as angry Palestinians, and it's really decontextualized. And so we want to bring a very human face to what it means to be Palestinian, both at home and abroad. So I think it's a really good opening discussion to have that film to maybe set aside some of the biases we may have and have a very genuine discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's talk about the films. I mean, have you guys seen a lot of them? Which ones are you looking forward to?
Me the most? I'm looking forward to... Five Broken Cameras, because I've never seen that one. And everyone's telling me I should see it. And everybody's saying I should have seen that already.
And same here. Actually, that's one of the films that I haven't seen. And my younger sister had seen it because I think it's on Netflix, right? And so it's like really trendy. And she's like, oh, it's so powerful. And this is my sister who, like, is a junkie for horror film. And she found this film to be, like, one of her, like, favorite, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's a very powerful film. I think for me, The Wanted 18, it's gotten a lot of... it's been very critically acclaimed. It's the story of 18 cows. And it's interesting because this is an animation film. So the majority of them are either drama or documentary, but this actually gives a perspective about 18 cows, you know, that had been deemed a threat to Israeli national security, and kind of having that, like, humor twist, you know? Like, many of the themes of Palestinian identity is very serious and everything. Just giving it... It's very clear message, but at the same time having that little bit of humor, I think is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the films are, after the kickoff this Sunday, the films are going to be showing at the Zeitgeist on what days?
Correct. So just, I'll do a really quick recap.
Yeah, please.
So if you have your pens and for whatever reason, your online, you know, calendar, I really hope you write this down or type it in. So as Lou Jean mentioned, we're having the community kickoff on Sunday, October 18th. It's a full day event. Admission is $5, and part of the proceeds will go to Syrian refugees. It starts at 1, so we're going to have the cultural festival starting at, like, 1 to 2. And then at 2 to 3:30, we're having The Wanted 18. And so this is the film that I was discussing about these cows that had been deemed a threat to Israeli national security. And that will be filming from 2 to 3:30. Then from 4 to 5:30, that's when we'll be having Five Broken Cameras. And all of this will be held at Dar al-Salam, 2420 Illinois Avenue, Kenner, Louisiana, 70062. And then on October 23rd, Friday, we're going to have the film at Zeitgeist. It's going to be The War Around Us from 6 to 7:30. And then from 8 to 10 p.m., May in Summer. And the Friday day pass is going to be $15. Day 2, Saturday, October 24th, also at Zeitgeist. From 4 to 5:30, we're going to have Al Helm, MLK in Palestine, which is a really, really, really powerful film. And then from 6 to 8 p.m., we're going to have Slingshot Hip Hop. And then from 8 to 10 p.m., we're actually going to have a concert.
Yes.
So we're hyped.
Yeah.
We always love a concert. Admissions for the concert only will be $5. And then if you want an all-day pass on Saturday, it's going to be $20. Then day 3... on Sunday, October 23rd, from 5 to 6:30, we're going to have Palestine Stereo. And then from 6:30 to 8 p.m., we're going to have a panel and closing for, you know, our film festival. Mm-hmm. And again, Sunday Pass will be $10. Admission for one film is $10 if you want the festival pass. And I'm assuming the $40 is for all of the events. You can pretty much go to all of the events for $40, which is a sweet deal. Because you pretty much have, look, your weekend planned out for you. So let's do it.
Yeah.
Very true. And I guess I'm also aware that this is coming at a time where there is an increased amount of violence, you know, in the area. So I'm just curious. I mean, do you have any particular goals in mind or like what you feel like you want to come out of this festival and how it could affect what is going on in Palestine right now?
We always wanted to bring in alternative narrative to what Israel and the right and what like the West is putting out as like Palestinians being like terrorists and they're being bad people because they're oppressed people of color. And it's really telling that like right now they're being oppressed in Israel with like people saying the third intifada is going on and they're literally getting shot. You know, they're fighting for their lives and it's still being called terrorists and stuff like that. And it's touching home to us as organizers because there's people from Palestine in the community that we know who, like, I met someone yesterday who was crying and, like, telling me about it. And they were really proud of the work that we're doing. So they really like this because, and they're, like, a really sheltered community. They don't come out that much. Mm. You know, they don't participate in politics, like, talking about it. They're very selective in the places they go. They like safe spaces because, let's be honest, America's not a safe space for those people. So we're really just trying to open up more safe spaces, you know, and as a community, welcome them into our community in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think for me, like, I'm an outsider. I'm from, like, conservative San Diego. Like, coming to this city is really amazing because there's such a vibrant history of, like, the Black community, the indigenous community that is native to here, and seeing their resistance and seeing, you know, struggling post-Katrina and after the BP oil spill, and just seeing that there are so many things that intertwine. It's impossible to just talk about, like, the oppression of Palestine without talking the own oppression here and the way that the media plays such a significant role. You know, we just had the incidents that happened in Ferguson, Missouri. It was about 2 years ago, and it was the same thing, decontextualizing the violence that occurs, and we don't talk about the history that goes behind it. And I really hope that people can check out our website, nopsc.wibley.com. I know it's like very like austere, but it really points to like the message that we want. And yes, of course, we cannot talk about culture without talking the politics that go behind the culture. And you know, across the board, and the occupation. I mean, that's what we're really here to say.
Yes.
We can't talk about Palestinian culture without addressing that, you know, form of oppression.
And so what does that look like for you in terms of ending the occupation? Like, what sort of political boundaries are you looking for?
I think that those are, like, conversations that are ongoing as an organization, but I think that this film festival will really give us that forum to discuss it because I'm not Palestinian, right? I'm just here to help amplify the voice of Palestinians, you know, and so I couldn't say on my own behalf, but I can say that across the board and the occupation, holding accountable, you know, the United States for funding a lot of the violence. And I think, you know, just even at a grassroots organization level, like being more active in politics and all of those things, taking away a lot of that fear that's ingrained with being, you know, a refugee and coming from occupied lands, even here, right? Mm-hmm. So helping each other out. And I think that that's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I mean, I think you kind of spoke to this already, but if you had, like, one hope for someone who participates in your festival, what would you want them to take away?
I want them to walk in the festival and, like, take away that, and, like, the biases that, like, America has about Palestinian people, you know, and about Muslims in general. You know, these are, like, beautiful people with a beautiful culture, you know, and, like, doing this organizing has, like, opened my heart and, like, led me to like experience new cultures and experience new people, you know. And I have like prior service in the military, you know, and I've like, and I'm from Louisiana, so you know, we already have like a strict bias against like different cultures. You know, let's be honest, this is a Republican state.
Just prefer our own.
Yeah. But when we have like these safe spaces, you come and you actually talk to people and have like these face-to-face interactions, you know, you can't help but leave with like a sense of love and attachment, you know, like those people are my people, like their struggle is like my struggle, you know, what's happening to them is happening to all of us, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I know in particular a lot of people sort of bristle at speaking on behalf of the Palestinians to the extent that they feel like it's anti-Semitic or something like this. So I'm curious. I know there was recently a meeting for Jewish Voices of Peace, and I'm just curious, like, if you've had any action with them.
I've never had interactions with them, but
I think they just started.
They just started.
Great. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. We have a chapter in LA that's very established, and you know, we had a member from Voices for Peace, like Jewish Voices for Peace, and it's beautiful to see how even events like this help bridge. We really encourage like anyone who's interested to have those kind of dialogues to come, because there is a significant part of the community that is Jewish, that is very opposed to a lot of the actions that are happening.
Yes.
So creating that solidarity of understanding that the occupation needs to end.
Yes.
And everything. But yeah, you're right. They're a great organization. They're really wonderful. They do great work.
Yeah. No, I was just curious if they were involved at all, but also, yeah, I mean, I appreciate what you said, because I think people like to sort of paint the picture as like, it's Palestinians versus Jews.
Yeah, no, it's not the case. Like, people who, some of the organizers with us are Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And, like,
I think in some places they're the people that care the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the implications, so.
And also to mention that there's a significant portion of the Palestinian community that's Christian, and I think that gets sometimes taken a lot out, because when you talk to someone who's Palestinian and Christian, it doesn't matter their religion. I mean, it's the same struggle that you're facing. It does not matter.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful that you're bringing up that point, because it's very significant.
Yeah. No, that's a good point, too. Cool. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope other people are the same. I was just noticing this thing, Al-Helm Martin Luther King in Palestine. Do you guys know anything about that movie?
It's a movie. I haven't seen the movie personally, but I've heard really good reviews about it. So it made it to our film festival. But it's supposed to draw connections between the Martin Luther King and the civil rights and Palestine in a beautiful, intrinsic way.
Yeah. I mean, is there like a significant movement in Palestine of peaceful resistance?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. And I think it's interesting because you mentioned like the current situation, and there's been a lot of talk of like the third intifada, right? The third uprising. And I think it's really important to go back to the first uprising and what triggered that. And it was these images of young children throwing rocks at like military tanks in a, you know, and it just exemplifies the immense military power of the state of Israel and just what you have as Palestinians, which is pretty much nothing, right? So going up front and just understanding that that is the history. It's actually a nonviolent history that we have, and it's only within the context of, you know, more than 65 years of occupation that you see the surge in violence. So it has a history, and it's definitely a history of nonviolence. And working, like you mentioned, like I remember when I was doing organizing in San Diego with Palestinian Solidarity, talking to women that were both Israeli and Palestinian, and talking about how their children, you know, young children were being affected by it, and trying to bridge that gap and understanding that, you know, the occupation needs to end and all that kind of stuff. But the origin of it is very nonviolent. It's just the context of it, you know.
Yeah, the media likes to paint it as violent, and like, but it's not. That's not the case. You know, we're seeing like images of kids being shot. We're seeing images of people with their hands up being shot. And the parallels can be drawn here, like New Orleans and Ferguson, you know, in Baltimore, you know. People of color are definitely being oppressed by, like, state powers.
And also bringing that out, that when it is someone who is oppressed, who does retaliate, which, in the case of Palestinians, because under international law, it's a military occupation. They have every right to defend themselves. It's taken out, right? We just look at it as a conflict, and it's not. It's an occupation. It's illegal. And people have every right to defend their own life. And I think that that's what we're seeing with the Black Lives Matter movement. It's like, hey, of course, I mean, taken into context as a whole, the movement is very peaceful. But when there is any form of violence from an oppressed person against state terror, it's seen as violence, right? But the state terror in and of itself is not. And so that's what we're trying to highlight. Look, here's the context. And here are the international laws that go with it. And yeah, the movement as a whole, I would say, is definitely for peace, but making it into context.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Us.
Yeah, it's the New Orleans Palestinian Solidarity Committee, their first annual film festival kicking off this Sunday in Kenner at Dar es Salaam. and continuing next weekend throughout the weekend at Zeitgeist. So you can check them out on Facebook, or what'd you say, website?
We have a Wibbly website. It's nopsc.wibbly.com, and it has one page right now.
Okay.
But we're expanding it massively.
So Facebook might be a good place.
Yes.
As well. if you look for the NOPSC First Annual Film Festival. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.